All right. I interviewed you last year at Gaffney, and you said that you felt like last year was the best season that you had had. No better way to start this one off than with a big win.
Definitely not. Hopefully we can just keep up with them year after year. Now I feel like we're getting to the point in our career that I need to get better and better. So, the car was awesome tonight, and Kyle Brownson and the track crew did an amazing job, and we could race all over it.
And the track had some character in it, but at the same time you had to fight through the traffic, so looked like the car was just right on a rail.
Yeah, I mean, there was one little hole in one and two, but other than that, the track was, like I said, awesome. You could move around, and it actually transitioned some, and these places don't really do that a whole lot. So, like I said, I think they did an amazing job, and hopefully they can repeat it the next couple nights.
And you didn't start on the pole and just drive away. You had to pass some guys, so it had to make you feel good to know this car can do that.
Yeah, so like at the start of the race, I really didn't feel that good, and then I started moving around. Actually, Brandon kind of showed me the line, and that's when I started moving around and just came to life. You know, we just started making up time and not really where I was expecting to go, but it was faster there, so that's what we did.
You set the bar awfully high now. You got a lot to live up to.
Hey, hopefully we can keep it going.
Thanks, sir.